This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Never, ever do this in your marriage. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Hala Benani, empowering you with psychological tips and spiritual support. Bismillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulullah. So what is it that people do in their marriage and it destroys it? I hear this all the time from my clients. They have a dispute, there's something they're frustrated about. They are wanting to address the issue, but how do they do it? They do it in a text and they start sending messages back and forth. Sometimes the spouse is at work and then the wife is really frustrated and sending text. Sometimes the woman is at work and she's getting texts, or she's at home with the kids and she's very frustrated. And this back and forth, it is the worst thing that you can do in your marriage. Why is it so terrible? First of all, that with the text, you should look forward to receiving a message from your spouse. I don't know if those of you who may have met earlier on and there was this anticipation, whether it was with a phone call, whether it was a text or whatever it was, there needs to be this like, oh my gosh, okay, I'm hearing from my spouse. There should be some excitement. But if you're constantly sending nasty messages to each other, it's going to make the person not even want to answer your phone calls. They're not even going to want to, you know, text back, because it's, I know what this is going to be about. They're just going to chew me out. They are frustrated. And there's like a long list of criticism. You don't want to have that negative association. Your name pops up. That should light up their world. And if it doesn't, then, and they think, oh God, here we go again. He's gonna complain about a whole bunch of things. She's gonna go whining about things. And then people take it as far as blocking each other because the constant messaging. And some people will tell me, some of my clients will tell me that it's because we never get a chance to talk and I'm mad and I got to get it out of my system. That is never an option. Do not text nasty messages to your spouse or trying to resolve a conflict when you are not in the same place. You have to do this face to face, you guys. It's hard enough when you are doing it face-to-face. What if you're sitting there and texting? When you're texting to one another, you don't hear the tone. A lot of times you read into the tone, okay? And I have experienced this, not with my spouse, alhamdulillah, we don't do that. But when it comes to, if there is someone that you have a tense relationship with and you get a message, you can easily read a tone into it. And the person may not have that intention, but you read into it. So that's the first thing, is that you don't hear the tone. And a lot of times you need follow-up, you need clarification, and all you need is to check an assumption. When you check that assumption, then, you know, it just dispels anything. But when you don't, and you're just reading into it, you have su'adhan, you're assuming the worst, you have those negative, you have the negative narrative, you're reading a tone into it, and it cannot do you any good. It's actually a disastrous thing. What I have seen clients do is that they constantly text back and forth, and it escalates. I have never seen a situation where a husband and wife, they're texting back and forth, fighting, complaining, and then it ends peacefully. They usually end up in my office more frustrated than ever. And I keep telling them, we had an agreement. Do not text when you're angry. You know what text messages need to be for? They need to be for several things. One, you tell the person how much you love them. Okay, that would be a nice text. You tell them how much you miss them, and you tell them they go pick, if you need them to pick up milk or bread or meat from the grocery store, okay? So those are the three things you need the text messaging for, is you either tell them you love them, you miss them, or please grab some chicken on your way home, all right? If it's other than that, your spouse is going to start having a very negative association. They're not going to want to take your calls. And this is one of the biggest complaints I get, is that my husband never responds to my texts, or my wife, I call her and she doesn't pick up. And I tell them, what have your messages been like? And they say, I chew out my spouse. And I go, how do you expect them to be excited to pick up your phone call or respond to your text when you have this negative, you're just pouring negativity on your spouse. So it really makes a difference. I'm sure all of you have had one individual in your life that their text is always something annoying, a complaint, a criticism, and you don't even want to read it. You really don't even want to click and read it because it's going to just open up or trigger your emotions or put you in a bad mood or whatever it is. So don't be that person for your spouse. Whatever you do, try to do it in person. Learn the skill. So it's Marriage Mending Monday. And my message to you, do not solve your problems. Don't ever, never, ever text the problems, your complaints, or whatever it is, because what ends up happening is that it just escalates and it gets much worse. What you need to do instead is leave those text messages for a way to connect. It needs to be some form of affection, kindness. And you may say, why should I be affectionate when they're being so annoying? You can sit there and play chicken with your spouse. Who's going to give in first? Who's going to apologize first? But it's very juvenile to do that. And I have seen individuals that when they take responsibility for their contribution to the issue, now I'm not talking about abuse, I'm not talking about infidelity, I'm just talking about people who have issues with each other, okay? And there is no, it's not necessarily any kind of abuse. I just have to get that out there so you don't think I'm telling you to just overlook the abuse, all right? But when there's just some issues and you're waiting for your spouse to take that initiative and they don't, and you're just holding your breath. I had a client that I told her, you think you're punishing your spouse by being cold and being distant and shutting down, but you're punishing yourself, because how hard is it when you do that? And then she said, you know what? I took your advice. I decided I'm going to be easygoing. I'm going to put in my effort. And it's just, we had a wonderful weekend because I was in a better mood. And I wasn't punishing him because I was actually punishing myself. So this is very important for you to keep in mind, that don't punish your spouse by being angry, right? And these are all the steps that I teach on my 5 Pillars of Marriage program. It is a program that is comprehensive. It is all within the Islamic framework, and it is based on 24 years of personal experience being, mashallah, tabarakallah, happily married, and based on 20 years experience helping thousands of people all over the world save their marriage and help them to see things differently and have a whole new experience in their life. So I want to be able to help you as well, if you'd like to benefit from the 7 Gems to Save Your Marriage. This is a free PDF you can download on my website, halabinani.com, and learn and apply and see the difference that it makes. So no more text messaging, mean things, and trying to solve your problems. Do it in person. And when you do it in person, you got to know how to do the skills, because most people don't know conflict resolution. They do all the wrong things. And I just tell them, my goodness, you just need to learn the skills, the marriage skills, the conflict resolution skills. And once you have it, your problems will be solved. Really, sometimes all it takes is 10 minutes, maximum 30 minutes. And most people are willing to sit through a 30-minute discussion to resolve their conflict. So I hope that you take the time and invest in your marriage, invest in yourself with the 7 Gems to Save Your Marriage. This is a free PDF, and I hope you benefit from it. And may Allah shower all of your marriages with so much barakat, so many blessings, and may you always see the best in each other and choose to be the one to take that initiative, inshallah. Take care. Thank you for tuning in. Assalamu alaikum.